Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hello everyone, you're listening to Panji Jenny Gao Su Ni. My name is Spencer.
大家好，我是 Jenny。 那我们前两个礼拜呢做了一个就是哪些英语名最好不要起的节目，然后这是收到大家非常非常多的问题反馈，然后谢谢大家很喜欢那些节目，然后在我们就是各大平台上那个收听量，还有我们自己微信的阅读量，包括下面的留言都是创纪录。然后看了很多留言，然后实在是太多了，大家问我们说这个名字好不好，没有办法一一回答你们，所以在今天的节目里呢，我们就是上一次说了哪些名字你最好不要起，那今天的节目呢我们就说一下哪些起名的方法，起名的办法是比较好的。
Okay, so some like methods to choosing a good name.
Some tips, 对、okay. methods. 好，那大家到我们开言英语的公众号就能看到今天节目的推送。If you've missed the last show about names, 也可以 check it out.、那在我们今天升级版里呢，我们也会给你带来一段就是美国很有名的一个新闻网站 Huffington Post, 它所总结的2016年一些起名的美国起名的趋势啊。
Okay, so like trends for this year when it comes to names, right?
对，希望能带给你一些启发。好 ,Spencer, 我先来说一下就是留言里面我们看了，然后发现、大家的问我们的一些这个名字好不好啊，或者一些建议，基本上几个大类。首先呢就是有一些名字是特别多人起，然后就会有人说 is this too common, 也会有人问说 is this too out of date, 就是有没有过时。比如像我自己的名字 Jenny,、这个就是
I think Jenny's a classic name.
哦，谢谢，又大众化又 common, 然后又 kind of old fashion,、然后呢还有一些名字像什么Andy, Eric,、然后什么女孩子的 Jessica 这些，What do you say? Like, are they outdated? Are they being used too much?
Well, I mean, there's some names I think, are kind of outdated. The ones that you just said, I don't think are necessarily outdated. Used too much? Yeah, maybe a little bit.
对，首先 Spencer 说那些名字，虽然很大众化，但是不过时，
yeah.
是吧？就不奇怪。
Well, I think, for example, you said Eric. I think Eric's a better name than John.
为什么
John is just so common, so common. Like, too many Johns out there.
John 是太多太多了，是吧？
Yeah, I could never name my kid John.
然后有一些真的 outdated 的 name. Can you think of any? 是真的很过时的英文。
Bertha.
这个我都没听到过。Bertha.
See, yeah, told you, it's 过时了。No one named. Okay, Dorothy.
什么？
Dorothy.
Dorothy.
Yeah, Dorothy.
D-O-R-O-T-H-Y?
Yeah, Dorothy.
这个很过时啊。
I think so. I hear Dorothy. It sounds like a grandma name.
哎，我也觉得这
sounds like someone born in the 20s.
好，那前面讲到的这一类的名字啊，什么 Eric, Jenny, Jessica 什么的 ,Andy, 你刚刚说这些它很大众化、they're very common,、
yeah.
但我觉得这个也是起英文名没办法的，因为 English...The English language doesn't work the same way as Chinese when it comes to names,
I mean,、
right?
that's true, but my name, Spencer, is 不是那么大众化的、
这倒是，就很 creative.、
Yeah.
但是呢，我觉得就是如果你自己去挑一个很特别或者什么的名字、可能比较 risky, 就风险比较大。
Yeah.
因为我们也在留言里看到有些朋友，我记得有一个，他说他的名字叫Castle, 就是城堡、
Cast.
他说会不会怪
yeah,
你觉得
weird.
所以就是可能比较难掌握了 when you're picking out these really special names、right, it's hard to draw the line, 就是比较难掌握
I think if you're、a good rule of thumb、meaning you know,
你的原则
yeah, if you're going to you know, pick a name you know, if you're Chinese and you're looking to pick a western name for yourself、try to avoid justrandom nouns.
就是一些名词你说、
saying Castle, for example. I've never met any Western person with the first name Castle.
然后还有留言里面有一个人说他的英文名字叫 Tree,
yeah,
就是一棵树 Is that 怪吗
I knew a hippie whose nickname was Tree. But
一个嬉皮他的小名叫
Tree,
一个美国人。
Yeah, exactly. But I would, personally, I wouldn't name my kid Tree. Or, you know, I wouldn't suggest, you know, doing that, you know, making that your English name.
那还有一些留言里我看比较多的就是一些大自然的这种东西比如有人说叫 wind 有人叫 rainbow 有人叫 rain 有人叫 river
Those all sound like hippie names、
就 这些名字美国人也会起但是是美国的那种嬉皮士 对,
对
吧
those are all 都是嬉皮士的名字
那我觉得也挺好的呀
Yeah, no, it's okay no, that's fine
no,
no, that, no, that's fine I mean, I think rain's not bad、rain's pretty good、what else do you say? Rainbow、it's a little I don't know, it's a little weird How about flower?
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah, yeah Hippies, a lot of There's a lot of people that We call them flower child、
对我知道嬉皮有这样一个花之子了
Yeah, so like hippies in the 60s Gave birth to kids in the 70s And a lot of these kids Had like these hippie names
Poppy 什么的是吧这种
Yeah, they might have names of plants Or like natural, you know, 现象 phenomenons like rain or wind, right? So these names, they don't sound too bad, but they kind of have like this...
就它的联系 association 是跟美国的嬉皮文化六七十年代的那种文化联系在一起。
These names are what I like to call very crunchy.
Crunchy, 很脆的名字。
Yeah, crunchy, 不是, you know, not like when you're eating food. Crunchy is a... 是俚语 it's like a slang that you can use to describe hippies.Say, oh, he's a very crunchy person.
反正就是
He likes to eat granola. He's crunchy.
Okay. 六十年代大家美国嬉皮士那种 free love 的那种
Yeah, by the way, crunchy could be a hippie name too.
Crunchy 也能做名
Yeah, you can say, hey, my name's crunchy.
你们的名字真的太 confusing, 太搞了。但是我们还是回来说说有一些好的起名的一些tips 啊。我觉得如果你想要一个不那么大众化的但是又不会特别怪的名字可以看看一些电影或者小说里面那种角色那种人物 characters.
Yeah, I think that's not a bad idea. I think especially maybe, you know, If you maybe look at like, you said 小说 so you could even look at like some old novels,perhaps. So like there's some names that might have been common in the past that aren't so common these days, but because they haven't been used in a while, 也不像那么国式或者大众化。
它反而是很古典的
yeah,
有那种古代韵味。
They could be kind of revived. They can come back, you know what I mean?
对、yeah. 所以你建议我们看什么 Shakespeare,
yeah,
或莎士比亚的小说里面。
Yeah, Romeo, that's not a bad name.
对
Juliet I think that's a good nice
exactly,
name too
Exactly 或者现代的小说但现代的小说里面有一些名字就真的很特别像那个 Hunger Games 对吧、饥饿游戏 Katniss、女主角这个名字
Katniss sounds kind of weird to me but
我觉得呢就是虽然这些名字可能有点怪但是因为这些小说太有名了 so people kind of have accepted it
okay
就这跟你自己完全想出来一个拍脑袋想出来一个是不一样的因为大家都看过 Hunger Games 或者都看过那个 Harry Potter 对吧里面那个女生赫敏 Lenny、
right. yeah.
然后或者电影电视里面的角色我觉得也是好的一个 inspiration、
Any good names come to mind?
Spencer、
oh.
真的跟你因为我是记得有一个人留言他说我起 Spencer 就是因为看 Gossip Girls 绯闻女孩、对
yeah, yeah.
So that's a good way to find a name for yourself、Or 美国其实也有很多人父母起名的时候他特别喜欢某一个 artist 一个 singer 一个actor or actress、
yeah.
然后会把小孩就是跟他同名是吧
yeah, that's right、Prince maybe
啊、对是美国有些男孩子叫 Prince
yeah,
因为就是那个很有名的歌手 Prince
yeah, yeah I knew some kids growing up named Prince actually
我还遇到过以前一个美国男孩子他叫 Bowie as in David Bowie
yeah see I think Bowie that's pretty I like that name
对然后他说他就是他爸爸妈妈都很喜欢 David Bowie
yeah alright、Bowie not bad
他给了大家一些 rules 啊，然后还有一个想说的呢，就是在留言里面我也看到一些朋友说，我这个名字的 spelling 这个拼法会不会怪？比如有一个用户他说他给女儿起了一个名字叫 Daisy， 但是他的 spelling 那个拼法，比较常规的是 D A I S Y，
yeah,
对吧？是小雏菊，菊花的意思 Daisy， 但他说我是多加了一个 s。So it's D A I S S Y. 他说这样
Daisy, really? I don't know. That's kind of weird. I think it'd almost sound more like Daisy if you did D-A-Z-Z-I-E.
所以 Spencer 这种拼法 D-A-I-S-S-Y
I mean, that just kind of goes against the rules of English and like the sounds that letters are supposed to make. There's,、there's a reason why there's only one S in that word.
所以你说就是如果你想要改变它的 spelling 拼法的时候也要特别注意因为有可能你一变就和英语的那个发音读音的规则变了
I'll give you an example. Well, yeah, I'll give you an example. My mother's name is Gail.、Originally, it was spelled G-A-I-L. But my mom wanted to change it for, I don't know, whatever reason, to G-A-Y-L-E.
所以美国人也会这样他把一个名字、一个比较普遍的名字他想特别一点就把拼法改掉。但像你妈妈那个普遍的拼法是常规的是 G-A-I-L, Gail,
yeah,、
但他把它变成了 G-A-Y-L-E.
Yeah, that's right. And, but if you look at those letters when put together, the sound should still be, you know, 应该是差不多的。
对，就是。
But you just, for example, you said Daisy. If it had two S's, to me that just doesn't sound right. If you wanted to keep the sound Daisy, but change the spelling, you could maybe do D-A-Z-Z-I-E or something, and I think I think it would still sound the same.
对，就是有的时候你可能你改了拼法就会不符合英语的拼写和发音的那个规律了， mm-hmm. 对吧？所以就是这个也要注意一下。
Or D-A-Y-Z-Y.
什么？我已经
day like Monday the day 对吧、Z I don't know.
哎呀，我已经被你都 confused 了。
Yeah.
哎，那最后呢 ，Spencer， 你好像还有三个很好的 tips 给大家。
Okay, so if your Chinese name is actually quite easy to pronounce in English, maybe you could just retain your Chinese name. That way, you still have a special name that no one else has.
是的，我也觉得这个是最 perfect、最完美的一个结果、啊。
Yeah, I agree. Or you know, if maybe like the pinyin, like if.I don't know, if written down, your Chinese name has like a T and then there's a J for the other one or something, you could, you know, make it like an abbreviation. There's people named like TJ.
对，我觉得这个很酷，就是如果你的中文名字
Or JC.
它的几个字母的那个第一个字母组合起来是也比较符合美国人的这种缩写的习惯的、
right.
对吧就像你说的什么 TJ、mm-hmm. 我觉得这蛮多的、
yeah.
什么 JR、
yeah. JR or JC、yeah.
或 JC 对
yeah, JC is not bad
或者 JZ
you know there's a slight chance thatif you translate your name from its meaning in Chinese to English, that it could potentially work.
就是你中文名字的这个意思你把它翻译成
Yeah, it could possibly work.
英文
It depends.
我问你比如说中国人很多女孩子的那个名字含义是这种什么一块玉 Jade 这是什么
yeah, exactly.
Is Jade a good English
Yeah, actually I like that name for some reason I've always liked that name
Jade、
yeah.
也是蛮好的、
yeah.
但是呢如果翻译过去是比较怪的
yeah,
比如我们前面说的、
exactly.
像可能你什么钢什么铁
对大家要小心这个
对如果你名字有那种字、yeah. 那不要叫自己什么 Iron or Steel、
yeah.
那个就肯定很奇怪是吧
Exactly.
好那美国人今年的那个起名趋势里面呢还有更多的一些 tips 啊都在我们今天节目的升级版里啊希望给你多一点的这个 inspiration 一些灵感、嗯、感谢大家收听我们的节目然后别忘了到开源英语的公众号你可以看我们所有精彩的推送也可以尝试我们的课程购买的时候呢还有特惠学习一年只要629元 We'll see you next time and have fun with your English names.
That's right, guys. 下次再见。